you, Kat. You're listening to The Naked Scientists with Chris Smith and with Kat Arney. Kat, you're up in Liverpool at the NCRI conference with Bob Weinberg.
Yes, it's just kicking off here. And now we've had a question in for Bob from Callum Wright, who's in Cambridge. Now, he says, we do a lot of cancer studies using cancer cells that are growing in the lab, these cancer cell lines. But one of the hallmarks of cancer is that they change, they evolve, they pick up genetic faults. How do we know that these cell lines are still a good model for studying, or are they?
Well, in fact, they're not. The more we learn about cancer cells that are grown in the petri dish outside of the body of a mouse or human, the more we appreciate that with the passage of time, they become less and less representative of the cancer cells that are in the body of a cancer patient. And as a consequence, one has to devise various kinds of new cancer cell lines that more closely approximate the cancer cells inside the body of a patient.
And do we have to have more effective, say, animal models that more reflect real tumours?
Yes, indeed. Ultimately, the most effective way of modelling cancer is to trigger a tumour that arises spontaneously within a mouse, for example, and study the way that tumour develops and grows within the mouse. That much more closely recapitulates the growth of a tumour than does, for example, a human cancer cell line that is implanted in a mouse and grows and forms a tumour there.
Thank you very much. That's Bob Weinberg from MIT.